All right. Queensland Health has been commended for its hilarious tackling of what's still considered among many to be a taboo act, doing poop at work.
I know people that couldn't go at work. They'd hold it all day. I don't know how you do that.
You know our friend Scott McKenzie?
Yeah.
Down the hall, he used to bring his own toilet paper.
Yeah, I get that part. You want your own, like...
No, I don't get that at all.
That was
really
part of his morning, because I would do overnights, and he would come in to start his show. The first thing he would do is come in, grab his toilet paper, give me the nod, and then head off.
I know people that bring their own wipes, like the wet wipes.
I mean, I get it. Corporate cardboard one-ply is like, you know, you're scraping things off of yourself instead of wiping things off
yourself. No, but I used to have a producer that could not go at work, and she would just do the potty dance and jump up and down until it was time to leave work, and then go. I'm like, how do you...
Really?
How do you do that? Especially in the morning. It was for a morning show. How do you, in the morning, that's hard. I don't get it. I don't get torturing yourself.
There's 3,000 comments, 5,000 likes, and there was a long amount, a lot of people surveyed for this. But consistently, this is the health warning now, consistently ignoring your need to poop can lead to stool getting stuck in your colon, hemorrhoids, and other serious issues.
Nobody wants that.
So it's better to let it out at work than to hold it until you get home.
Well, isn't there...
everywhere!
Isn't there bathrooms at work for a reason? I mean, that's why they're there.
Yeah, but you say some people just, you know, can't do it.
Poopy, 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 ew!
You know, this is funny because yesterday we talked about that video. I don't know if anybody's listening saw it because I told you to go watch it.
Can't with that anymore.
Oh my God, that's the best, worst video I've ever seen. Lady at a cashier in a grocery store. She's standing by the bags. You know, she's kind of bagging her own groceries. All of a sudden, she reaches around and cups her dress under her butt. And to me, it looked like she was pulling it out, but I guess she was catching it.
Yeah.
And then she made a little slide out of her hand on her dress and made it come out between her legs towards the front. And then she kicks it under the cashier's counter.
You know, because you don't want it to plop and splatter on your ankles.
I can't believe that actually happened.
Where's your shit? I've got a turtle head poking out.
The Department of Health has urged people to do their business at work, and now you can with the Poobicle.
How's it work?
It's easy. It's a portable bathroom stall that allows you to get your work done while you do your business, while affording you a small amount of privacy.
Jenkins, I wanted those reports on my desk an hour ago, and Jenkins, what are you doing in there?
The health department says I should go number two at work.
Yes, but right there at your desk?
It's okay, boss. I've got the Poobicle.
Jenkins, you are an inspiration to us all. If you need me, I'll be in my office. And you know what I'll be doing.
The Poobicle. Do your business while you're at work today.
It's Rick, Jill, and Smokestack.
We'll take a 1 minute break and then come back for the debate.
Get your fix at 1059sunnyfm.com.